Hello once again, Lucha Luscious, and you're back. And this is your
weekly dose, your quick pick-me-up, I guess. Pick-me-up? Eh, you know what? Beer picks me up. This is your quick top beer shot to get you through the week in case you've been missing the boys talking about the brews over here at Lucha Undead. Adrian, how are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you doing, Tim?
Fantastic. I'm always doing good when I get a chance to drink a beer with my friend here, and that's kind of what the top beer shot is all about, just sitting back having a brewski.
Exactly.
Don't have to get too in-depth on it. Don't have to break it apart as much as we normally do. Of course, we talk about it because we love beer. So when we drink beer, we like to talk about it, just like we love other things, just like I love wrestling. I love wrestling. I like to talk about it. Adrian, you love film. You like to talk about film, right?
Yes, I do.
You like pop culture, movies, video games, comic books, all that stuff. You like it, and you like to talk about it. So, Adrian, for the shot tonight, I have a very special beer that I thought would be a nice precursor to, I guess, just the future of beer. It even says right on the can, it says seasonal selection, autumn. So this is an autumn beer. We're just getting out of summer. Thank God it's nice and cool out here in wonderful Los Angeles, California. Summer's already broken, I hope. I hope it doesn't get hot again here before the end of August. I mean, we're almost done. By the time this comes out, we may even be done with August.
Yeah, officially. I'm done with all the swamp ass, as I'm sure you are.
Oh, yeah, especially out here. It's ungodly. Yeah, there's no way this doesn't come out before the end of August. When you're listening to this, August is over.
Mm-hmm.
It's already early September.
That's crazy. In fact,
it's already the middle of September.
Fucking holidays are right around the corner, Tim.
That's it. And so what I got to celebrate autumn coming in like a lion and leaving like a lamb, I think is how they say it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've got Avery Brewing out from your neck of the woods in Colorado, and it's their Chai High Ale spiced with chai tea added. Exciting for me. I love chai tea. I've never tried this before. I've never even tried a beer that had a chai tea in it before, so I'm excited to give this one a shot. Adrian, what did you prepare for your shot today?
Okay, Tim, I have, and I don't know how to say the name of this brewery, and you're the one that told me about it, actually. The TRVE Brewing Company, Trevi?
True.
Is it true? Is that how you say it?
It's true, yeah.
I was going to call it Trevi. I got a true, which is spelled TRVE, whatever. Ostera is what I got, and it is. Do you want to get into the details? Or do you want to just kind of wait till you actually get to drink?
Explain what it is, and then we'll start tasting it.
So it's basically a let's see here. Actually, I had to look it up because the label's hard to read. It's a sour / wild ale from the True Brewing Company, which is also based out of here in Denver, Colorado. And I read the ingredients, and I think I even told you it sounded delicious. The golden sour ale with dandelion, lemongrass, and lemon peel. So it sounds really good. So I wanted to go ahead and try that for you guys tonight.
That sounds fantastic. I was actually really interested in that brewery. I think that the wild styles and the sour beers is kind of their specialty. And they're also a metal brewery, correct?
Yeah, it's like they're like a metal themed brewing company, I guess. I think it's kind of cool that they have a theme. Like, I remember we did the top beer episode where we went to that themed brewery in L.A. What was it called? The goth themed, or what was it? The vampire themed?
No, it was horror movie themed.
Horror
and it was,
movie themed. Yeah, there you go.
And it was the Phantom Carriage.
Phantom Carriage. That place was cool.
That place was cool.
We should go back sometime.
We definitely will. So this beer is brown, looks nutty. It's got a light brown head that's very thin. Its smell is...
What's the nose like? What do you got going on in your nose?
The nose is a little floral, a little citrusy, and a little biscuity, but not crazy. It's nothing... honestly, I would be surprised just looking at this, or actually not looking at it, but smelling it, I'd be surprised if it does give me a strong chai tea flavor. Now that I think about it, I just had an Earl Grey tea spiced beer on the last shot, didn't I?
I think you did.
Look at me with these tea beers. I guess I'm just, that's my thing. Adrian, have you poured yourself yours yet?
I haven't, but I'm going to do that right now, Tim. Go ahead and tell me about yours while we're doing this.
Give it a taste. Huh. That's interesting.
What's that?
It's definitely got the chai flavors coming through. It's kind of got that milky, creamy flavor, but it's...
Now that kind of the nose is coming through as well, you can smell the tea. This is pretty good.
Does it have that sort of chai spicy, not spicy, but like that sort of spice flavor to it that you would expect from like a chai tea?
Yeah, it really does. It's spicy. It's got a little bite to it. It's got a little alcohol warmth. Gives you the kind of this would be a good holiday, I think, kind of beer. Get people in the mood. Something decent. So yeah, this is the Avery Chai High, which I think might be some kind of play on something to do with Judaism. I'm not sure, because they have that tree that's like the high or whatever, and it's kind of like the chai high, and it's got a tree in the background. I don't know. So unfortunately, it doesn't have a beer rating. So whenever that is the case, we go to our trusty dusty Untappd, and Untappd has got it at 3.73 out of 5, which is not, or actually out of 4, no, out of 5, 3.73 out of 5, which is pretty good. Definitely say that that's getting up there. That's basically 3.75. I can't argue with that. I think it's a pretty solid beer. It's definitely, like I said, smoky, roasty, got that tea kind of flavors coming through. This is not bad.
That sounds really good.
Gingerbread, ginger house kind of thing going on. It's definitely a premium holiday beer. So, Adrian, what's yours looking like?
Mine's looking like it's got a nice yellow cloudiness to it. It's definitely, you can't see through it. So I think that's a good sign. Not a lot of head on this. The nose, the way it smells, let's see. I can smell the sweet sort of lemongrassiness that they mentioned on the label here. And now let me go ahead and give it a try because I'm really excited about this, Tim. Here we go. Ooh. Ah, that's good. That's got like, you know what that almost tastes like, Tim? It almost tastes like apple juice. But like if apple juice was like more sour and, you know, carbonated.
Okay.
It's really good though. I'm not used to the sour beers, as you probably know. So it's it hit me a little hard when I took a sip, but let me take another one. Hold on. Yeah. That's good. That's very refreshing. It's very, I'm telling you, it tastes like apple juice. Am I crazy in saying that? It has an apple juice.
I guess it's not crazy. It's that fruity, citrusy, floral kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the citrusy floral thing. It's kind of a nice like subtle aftertaste. I don't know if that makes sense, but you know how when you take a sip and then you swallow and you kind of have a little bit of a residual taste left in your mouth. Like it kind of has like I can taste the citrusy lemongrass flavor that it's got. That's really good. I like that actually.
Nice, thanks. So
mine doesn't have a score on Rate Beer.
Yeah, so you go to Untappd. Pull it up on the old Untappd gimmick. Right,
I don't know why Rate Beer. It's weird that we both have beers that don't have scores on there. I wonder if Untappd is more widely used. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I would say Untappd is more widely used, like more casual beer drinkers.
Yeah.
So that's why I kind of give the Rate Beer the nod, just because I know that the people who use Rate Beer are a little bit more hardcore.
Yeah. All right, it has a well, hold on, that's the ABV, 4.7% ABV. Excuse me, it's got a 4.1 score on Untappd.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all, right?
That's better than mine.
Yeah, out of 5, that's not bad. Let's see. Yeah, this is really good, Tim. I'm glad I got this.
I'm glad you got it as well.
And I don't normally drink sours, man. Do you like sours? You like sours, don't you?
I love sours.
No, we went to a sour place, didn't we, at one point?
We went to one of my favorite. That was what we were talking about, Phantom Carriage.
Yes, that's what it
was. There's something about these sour breweries that they love having these kind of dark and twisted themes, huh? So now, did you go into True Brewing yet? You said you were going to.
No. Okay, so really quick backstory. You texted me a few weeks ago. You asked me, hey, have you heard of this brewery? I'm like, no. I'm like, well, why haven't you gone? It's in Denver. I think you told me that. You asked me the same thing. And I was like, I've never heard of it. And I was at the, I was, I want to go, and I'll probably go someday. But I found this beer just because I went to go buy some beers for our top beer episode. And I saw this. They sold it in individual bottles. I'm like, well, I have to get that for the shot. I mean, that makes perfect sense, right? And while I was there, I also picked up this cool little tulip glass that I'm drinking it out of. So, I got it at the big liquor store that I've gone to a couple times now. where they sell individually. So that's really cool. I want to try their other beer. They have like three or four other beers that that I saw there that I want to try someday. So, yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty good. So, Adrian, at this point, I mean, when this is coming out, we don't know who we're interviewing, who we interviewed on Monday. But we do know that the week before, we just had Rich Camilucci on talking about PodSlam and trying to help out with some good stuff and Married with Movies and his podcast network and all that. Adrian, do you have any takes on all that after it was all said and done, looking back on the interview? What did you think?
Rich was great. He had a lot of interesting things to say. He's a very energetic guy. And I liked how he did it. What was the story he told at the end? The thing that people don't know about him that he didn't think would be a big deal, but it was. What was it? He had some kind
that
of...
He was in the womb for 10 months.
That's what it was.
And that when he was born, he needed special braces for his legs because they didn't work from being in there for so long.
Yes, that's what it was. Yeah, no, I mean, he was a really interesting guy, and I think there might be something in the works, right, with us and them with their shows and stuff. There might be a
little...
We're going to see
what happens.
I'm teasing a little bit. I like to tease people. You know that, Tim, so that's why I'm bringing it up.
Oh, yeah, no, of course. What else, Adrian? I mean, what other big projects do you have on the way, down the pike for everybody?
I recently tweeted out the short film I was in. I'll probably reshare that again. Other than that, I don't really have... There's another film I did, actually, that I did months ago that I should probably share as well.
You should let the people know.
Yeah, it was like a little... I played like a serial killer type. Well, not...
Did I see the full thing? Was that a short, or did I just see a trailer?
It was a short, and I don't think you saw the whole thing, actually. So maybe... I'll have to ask my film buddy for the link so I can share that, too. That was a fun project, so I definitely want to share that as well. And that's really it for now, Tim. What about you?
Oh, you know, same old, working on everything. I think by the time this comes out, I'll have already gone to Bola, which was a lot of fun. This last weekend, I was at the ROH pay-per-view, but by the time, once again, this comes out, that'll have been months ago. So let's see, working on This Week in Wrestling is always different, exciting stuff there, working on the Wrestling with Words stuff. And, oh, when this comes out, definitely there'll be a special secret bonus project that I'm going to sound like an idiot for not talking about just openly, because it'll already be out when this comes out, but I don't want to spoil it. So I'll just say something's in the works over at Wrestling with Words involving me. It's going to be really exciting. A podcast of sorts that's coming out, and everyone should be on the lookout for that. I'll also have been a guest on Clotheslines and Headlines with JT. I don't know if you were on that episode, Adrian, actually, when I interviewed JT, but he's a past guest of the show. I'll be doing Clotheslines and Headlines. It's kind of his news wrestling talk podcast, and that'll probably already be out by the time this comes out. And I'm also going to be on the Place to Be podcast, which is the kind of the mothership for our whole network. We're going to be talking about the ECW relaunch in WWE in the early 2000s, the first pay-per-view, December to Dismember. that's the pay-per-view where they removed guys' penises. A lot of people didn't realize that was the theme of the... Yeah, because they're dismembering them.
Oh, shit.
They're removing their members. No, it was kind of widely heralded as being the worst pay-per-view of all time, one of the worst WWE pay-per-views of all time. So when I was talking to Scott and he said, oh, you know, if you ever want to be on Place to Be Nation, the first thing I said was, well, coming up pretty soon is December to Dismember, but somebody has to have already asked to be on that. Because in my mind, that's the money podcast to get on, the one where you get to talk about the shit show, you know?
Right.
And he said, no, it's all yours. I'm like, Jesus, I can't believe no one has asked to be on this, but, you know, whatever, that's going to be exciting. I'll be heading over there with those guys. Otherwise, just working on life. Got a car now, so that's fun. I'm able to drive places with the car.
That is cool.
Let's see what else is going on. A lot of bullshit at work. But anyways, I think we're staying a little bit too long. We're growing a little long in the tooth here, Adrian. So this has been the Top Beer Shot. Everybody out there, you know, and what did I say? It was a good life, good beer, good buds, good banter, or something
there
along
you
those
go.
Lines.
I like that one. I like that.
There
one.
It is, buddy. But that's it. It's good brews and good banter and good friends. Or we are friends. You know, that first take was probably best. Let's just stick with that first one.
All right.
Let's cut out me meandering. No, I'm just kidding. This is all gonna stink. Anyways, but I will close it out with it for real. And this is gonna be, I think, the new tag out, and I really like it, which is good buds, good brews, good banter. Good night.